T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
This is the Rusk Report, a program that takes an inside look at Western New York with news, features, and special guests. Now, here's your host, Brian Rusk.
Back by popular demand, we have a great entrepreneur internationally on the program today, John Katsimatidis. You may have heard him on this station as he is on the Bet 1520, but he is also the owner and star of WABC Radio, which blankets New York, Connecticut, New Jersey, and Pennsylvania, and really 38 states, as we blanket 17 with the Bet 1520, where John is also on with his Cats Roundtable. We're also honored to have with us a man who's with a tremendous family, one of the most outstanding families in Western New York, the Flickinger family. And years ago, we had his father, Bert Flickinger Sr., on the program, and his mother's been on five times about the arts. We have Bert Flickinger Jr., who's a food industry analyst worldwide. To tell you a little bit about John Katsimatidis, he's an American billionaire, businessman, and radio talk show host. He is the owner, president, chairman, and CEO of Gristiti's Foods, a grocery chain in Manhattan, and the Red Apple Group, a real estate and aviation company with about $2 billion in holdings in New York, Florida, and Pennsylvania. He's also the chairman and CEO of the Red Apple Group subsidiary, United Refining Company, which he brought out of bankruptcy. And we have the better half in the studio today, Margo Katsimatidis, who has really helped motivate John's brilliant career. New book coming out about you, February 28th, that I believe will be available at Barnes & Noble.
Barnes & Noble. We're going to have a big party there, I think, at noontime, February 28th. And, we look forward to people enjoying it. And why did I write it? I want my kids and grandkids someday to be able to say, well, where did all this happen? How did it happen? And my mother was born in Constantinople, and my father was born in the Greek islands, the island of Nisidos. And that's a different part of life. And we came to America, and it's a story of my two grandfathers came in 1913. So it's really a story about immigrants coming to America, working hard, working 90 hours a week.
John, let's talk about a man who's a friend of yours. I know I was with you about 6 months ago. You were with him for 4 hours with Margo Katsimatidis. He's the new Speaker of the House, Kevin McCarthy. You were close. You helped him get elected. You're a dear friend of Kevin McCarthy. How do you think the future is going to be with a Republican Speaker and Kevin McCarthy? You know him. Tell us.
He's a common sense guy, and he's a very hard worker. My only concern that some of these people that were extreme right-wing, I'm a middle-of-the-road person. I'm not extreme right-wing. I think extremism in any direction is not good. That they will interrupt every time. They'll interrupt every time there's a vote. And that's not the right thing to do. I mean, the American people voted the way they wanted to vote. And let's have some checks and balances in our country in Washington, because when one party controls things, it always doesn't work out.
Very good. Well, we hope that that's the case. Now, one thing that you've been talking about on Fox Business News and Fox News internationally with Maria Bartiromo and Neil Cavuto, and that's about opening up all the energy exploration in the U.S., Canada, Alaska to drive down energy costs, which would then drive down inflation. John, tell us your viewpoint, and maybe Bert can tag on to that.
If we were under President Trump, we were using all the resources in North America. We were drilling. We were creating new opportunities in the oil industry. And we brought down, oil went down to $50, $55 a barrel. When President Biden took over, we closed down the Keystone pipeline and made oil the enemy of the people. And it ended up having oil go from $55 a barrel up to $125 a barrel at the worst time, raised the price of food, raised the created inflation, and it hurt. Like I said before, it hurt the poor people. It hurt the black and brown communities. The rich people didn't get hurt. Even though President Biden says, I'm here to help you, I'm here to help, poor people got hurt the most.
That's
right. Paying more for their food, paying more for everything. So the people that got hurt are the poor people in the middle class of our country.
Bert, do you want to add on to that about what John Katsimatidis is saying?
Yeah, and Brian, cheering John's important points, one of the issues is that Warren Buffett and Berkshire Hathaway have an oligopoly on the railroads, so they're charging an extra $12 a barrel that the other railroads don't charge to take it by rail on old equipment, old tracks, old rail wheels. And it was reported that 60,000 barrels of heavy crude were derailed and dumped in the Nebraska aquifer by Buffett and Burlington Northern and polluted it like Jack Welch and GE polluted the Hudson River with PCPs and was never cleaned up. So to John's point, it's a two-step, Brian.
Yeah.
One, by shutting down the pipelines creates higher oil prices, and then Buffett creates even higher oil prices by having an oligopoly on the railroads and price gouging consumers that much more, the same way he does in his fast food restaurants by raising prices with impunity.
If all the pipelines were shut down, I think it's Carl Icahn and
yes.
Carl Icahn and Warren Buffett, they're going to make all the money because they have to ship down the oil from Canada by rail car.
Yes.
And it's going to cost an average maybe 40 cents more per gallon.
Right.
Welcome to America.
Welcome to America.
And you know what they say, Bert? Follow the money.
Exactly.
Who is against the pipelines? Who paid the money to be against the pipelines? You wonder sometimes.
Yeah.
Let's talk a little bit more about fossil fuels. They're seen as evil by the Biden administration, but you're telling the audience of business leaders at the Buffalo Club today, 100 of them came in throughout Western New York, and you are saying how we have enough oil and gas in the U.S. and Canada and Alaska for 200 years. So
well,
what's wrong with fossil fuels?
There's nothing wrong with fossil fuels. And it's not going to be, it's not going to be solar energy. It's not going to be wind energy. I mean, if you want to tiptoe through the tulips and want to live in a make-believe world, solar is going to help us, and wind energy is going to help us. Not true. You won't be able to survive. So what's following fossil fuel? Well, maybe nuclear energy. Germany and France already approved nuclear energy in the last month or two to be green fuels. I think we have the technology in nuclear energy to do it safely.
Very good. We're interviewing a tremendous American entrepreneur, international business leader, John Katsimatidis. He owns the Red Apple Group. We're here with his lovely wife, Margot, today. Special thanks also to Kevin Carr, director of production for the past 15 years. Little plug here, and it's appropriate we're going to give this plug because John Katsimatidis was the lead sponsor for the Polish American Festival in Cheektowaga, and as of the date of this taping, he will be honored by the entire Cheektowaga Town Board with a salute this evening in Cheektowaga, New York. Western New Yorkers love their traditions, and the Ampol Eagle has been writing about Polish American traditions and events for over 50 years. News and features from a Polish American perspective can be found in this weekly newspaper, as well as recipes and a calendar of events. Don't miss out on the next culture presentation or polka dance by reading the Ampol Eagle. The Ampol Eagle is available in many Tops and Wegman stores for home delivery. Call 716-835-9454. That's 716-835-9454 to have the latest news from Poland and Polonia in your mailbox each week. And Margot is part Polish. So they're very thrilled at the Cheektowaga Town Board, where two-thirds of the people in the town are of Polish descent, to have Margot there for this ceremony. I'd like to thank Richard Earle for coming on the program. He is the grandson of Harley Earle, who designed the Corvette, Charles Todd, author of 40 mystery novels, and Ambassador Ronald Gidwitz, whom John Katsimatidis knows. A little bit more information about John Katsimatidis, our guest today on the Rusk Report on the Bet 1520. Every Sunday morning, John Katsimatidis hosts the talk radio show, The Cats Roundtable, on WABC Radio. He also hosts The Cats at Night podcast on the same radio, Monday through Friday. In 2019, he acquired WABC, which is number one in the ratings. We're honored to have him on the Bet 1520. And special thanks also to Bert Flickinger, food industry analyst internationally, to be with us today. If you have any thoughts or comments, if you're listening in Cheektowaga or Montreal or Northern Florida, please write to Brian Rusk at the Rusk Report. Bet 1520, that's 500 Corporate Parkway, Suite 200, Buffalo, New York, 14226. Let's talk about how bad the inflation rate is. I know you know Donald Trump for 40 years, but under the Trump administration, it was 1 or 2%. Now it's 7 to 8%. John Katsimatidis, how can we conquer this?
Well, it all created from the price of oil. When the price of oil doubled, then it caused the price of diesel fuel to double. It caused the price of fertilizer to go up. It caused the price of diesel fuel. Our factories, 70 or 80% of our factories are run by diesel fuel. The trucks that take product to the stores is run by diesel fuel. It all caused the price of food to go up. So the people suffering when the price of oil went up is not the rich people. It's the people that the White House has promised that they're going to have relief. And the poor and middle class are the ones suffering, paying more for their gas, paying more for their food. And, Bert, you're an expert on food. What say you?
And John and Brian, to quick corollary considerations to John's important points on inflation and energy is we did a study with the members of State University of New York, Cornell University in Engineering, and that 20% of total U.S. and Canadian power is going to be decommissioned this decade by decommissioning coal plants and nuclear plants. So that's 20% of the total U.S. energy supply. Demand is going to increase 30% during this decade. So to John's point, poor people are suffering, and we have increasing demand, decreasing supply. I do a lot of work in solar, and solar works better than wind. But to John's point, solar can't get to any higher than 10%. So to John's point, we need a balance to keep people from suffering and from putting working people in the poorhouse. We need a balanced energy policy. Pipelines, like John said, oil, energy, natural gas, a little bit of wind and solar, safe nuclear, but you need a balanced portfolio because the U.S. Power grid It's only got 12 intersecting sources, easy for the Russians and Chinese to hack into. It hasn't been reinforced in 50 years. And energy prices, as John predicted so presciently, energy prices are high and going even higher because of the nuclear and coal being taken offline and no pipelines to replace it with oil and natural gas and the more efficient and effective forms of energy.
We're learning a great deal from John Katsimatidis, and he's the chairman and CEO of Gristides Foods, Red Apple Group, with the quick fill 400 gas stations. And in Western New York, we probably have 50 or 60 of them right where we're taping from.
In this area, we have quite a bit. And you got to remember, our commercial for many, many years, Quick Fill and our Country Fair stores, our gasoline is made from 100% North American oil. We have used all Canadian oil, all American oil, and we don't use any oil from Venezuela. We don't use any oil from Saudi Arabia. We use American oil. And it comes right through the pipelines, and we service America. And we service the people of Buffalo, Rochester, that whole area with 200-mile radius of this station. We are servicing you with gasoline, and thank you for your business.
John Katsimatidis is probably the greatest marketer in the United States, and he took over WABC, which was at the bottom of the ratings, and now it's number one. Let's talk about that success story with WABC Radio in New York. It wasn't doing well. How did you market it? How did you get celebrities? How did you make it number one? John Katsimatidis.
We bought it 3 years ago. We bought it actually the month of the pandemic, March 1, 2020. And my God, the world was coming to an end, but we didn't know it at the time on March 1, 2020. And it was number 28 at that time, and we brought it up to the top three in the whole East Coast, but within the tri-state region of New York City. And we brought in a lot of talent. I'm a middle-of-the-road guy. I'm not an extreme right-wing guy. I'm not an extreme left-wing guy. I'm a middle-of-the-road guy. We brought in music radio. We brought back Cousin Brucey. I grew up with WABC. I grew up with Cousin Brucey. He was 86 years old, 87 years old. I gave him a 30-year contract. I brought back Anthony Weiner, who gave him a second chance. I brought back Bill O'Reilly, gave him a second chance. And I give everybody the opportunity to talk and to be able to let the audience decide what they want to do.
Life is all about second chances. Very forgiving, very generous on the part of John Katsimatidis. Some comments, Bert, on WABC Radio?
WABC, like KB Bet Radio 1520. I grew up with KB Radio.
You're on it.
Tommy Shannon Show, Danny Nevrith, Fred Klestine, Joey Reynolds.
And, right.
ABC was always the premier flagship radio station of the U.S. and Canada, to John's point, and to bring ABC Radio not only to best in the East, but best in the U.S. and work with over 170 CBS affiliates around the country. And John's newsworthiness, talk show, and ratings, as well as CBS does in Los Angeles and everywhere else, John's still number one across America.
And you can get us all across North America. And the new streaming process that everybody has, it's a worldwide station. It's on WABCRadio.com on your computer, on your iPhones, or it's on your app, 77 WABC, and on your Alexa, play WABC Radio and 770. And I think we're in this Buffalo station.
Yes, you are.
Here.
You're on WREN. 1520 right here.
And
you're on this station.
You're on 1520, too.
1520. Yeah, every weekend. We're learning a great deal from John Katsimatidis, the CEO of the Red Apple Group. He's the owner of United Refining Company in Warren, Pennsylvania. We also have with us Bert Flickinger, international food industry analyst. If you're listening in Amherst, New York, or Toronto, or Washington, D.C., drop us a note. This station has received letters as far away as Scandinavia, New Zealand. We'd like to hear from you. Please write to Brian Rusk, 500 Corporate Parkway, Vet 1520, Suite 200, Buffalo, New York, 14226. A little bit more information about John Katsimatidis. He was the runner-up to the Republican nomination for mayor of New York City in 2013. He and his family run the Manhattan Republican Party with Chairwoman A.J. Katsimatidis. Tremendous family, and we're also happy to have one of the most prominent Buffalo, New York families with Bert Flickinger Jr. on this program. John, you love this country, and you spoke before the 100 business leaders at the Buffalo Club. You ended with God Bless America. You and Margo love this country. You're from immigrant families. Why is this country so important? Why do you love the USA?
Because it's the land of the free. There's 8 billion people in this world, like we said before. 5.5 billion of them are led by dictators, by terrorists. They're enslaving their people. 2.5 billion only are part of the free world, whether it's Europe, North America, Australia, Japan. And those 2.5 billion people are dependent on Washington, the United States of America, to stay free. And Washington has to stay strong to keep the land of the free going. And that's my biggest concern, that we're going to be okay, guys, but our kids and grandkids, 2076 is the 300th year of our country. We got to make sure the country is turned over safely to the next generation.
Bert, your father was the leader of the World University Games back in 1993. Some people say the exertion caused him ill health. Mm-hmm. He really worked himself to death. Yep. 15 hours a day, 7 days a week on that. Your love of America, Bert Flickinger Jr.
Coming out of an orphanage, not knowing our last name was Flickinger for 20 years, like John and Margo and their family, want to give back, Brian. We were the largest unionized employer, retail and wholesale. Like John and Margo, always took good care of people, created retail franchising, the co-op movement of taking good managers and loaning money back to start their own stores. But like John and Margo lead so well, it's sharing opportunities with everybody in America, whether it's like Margo was saying earlier, John and Margo love to go to their stores. They love to go to their gas stations. They like to talk to the working people, full-time, part-time, not just managers, but shoppers, customers, workers, vendors. And they're truly all-American, supporting working people. And I think that's what it means to all of us. And, Brian, your leadership in the legislature, and Kevin, here today in broadcasting, your work is transformational regionally, nationally, and internationally.
We've had Bert's mother on this program 5 times regarding the arts and culture. John, you know Bill Clinton. He's a close friend of yours. You've known many presidents of the United States. You've known Donald Trump for 40 years. Who would you like to see as president?
I think you need some common sense in Washington. It's not about being extreme left. It's not about being extreme right. It's loving America and wanting the best thing for America. The American people are the most generous in the world. We want to help Africa. We want to help South America. We want to help Central America. But we got to make sure our kids in America are not starving first. We got to make sure our kids in America are not suffering before we help the people of other countries.
Bert, let's talk about your prediction for President of the United States. Where do you see it going?
Too early, I'm with John, too early to tell. Best person from Best Party, as John referenced. Bill Clinton, great bipartisan leadership after President Reagan's strong bipartisan leadership. And we need the right person and the right leadership. It doesn't really matter the party if we get the person with the right skills, the right abilities, and ability of like John and Margot and John Jr. and Andrea to bring people together and problem solving. And John and Margot always say common sense solutions.
We have a minute left on the Rusk Report. And you didn't talk much about this, just a little bit before the business leaders at the Buffalo Club. Do we have a faithless society, a society with a lack of belief in God, why we see this violence and crime?
Church people going to their churches has decreased significantly in the last 10 years. What's happened to the Democratic Party, where they hate religion. They're anti-Semitism. And I don't know where that happened, because I think we all grew up as Democrats almost. I was a Bill Clinton Democrat at one point. Mm-hmm. The Democratic Party was respective of my Jewish friends. The Democratic Party was religious. And all of a sudden, in the last 10 years,
yep.
Anti-Semitic.
It became anti-Semitic, anti-religion, and the population of our churches has gone down significantly. And I'm the highest layperson in the Greek Orthodox Church in America, and we are very, very much concerned. And I know the Catholic Church is concerned, and I know that Washington is bringing a lot of these migrants in. And it's a little bit condoned by the Catholic Church, because most of them are Catholics.
I'm sorry, we've run out of time. We're going to have John Katsimatidis back on the program. He owns all the Quick Fills in West New York, a great role model for all of us. Special thanks also to Bert Flickinger, food industry analyst internationally, for joining us. Special thanks to Kevin Carr, being our director of production for 15 years. And we're honored to have Margot Katsimatidis, the better half of the Katsimatidis family. Have a great week.
You've been listening to The Rusk Report, a program that takes an inside look at the Western New York community with news, features, and special guests. If you have any comments or suggestions, please write to Brian Rusk, 500 Corporate Parkway, Suite 200, Amherst, New York, 14226.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.